Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Nashville. With our recent purchase of the former Cornerstone Storage Facility at 215 Lynn Gavitt Street in Brady, Pitcox Storage now has five locations throughout the Brady area, serving you with over 275 storage units in various sizes. For all of your storage needs, call Pitcox Storage at 325-456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS, now serving you with five locations in Brady.
Fill 'em up, I'll drink 'em down. I got a lot of hurting to do. Don't be so slow, I got a long way to go. I'm gonna hit every bar before I'm through. I'm going hurting, hurting all over town. I'm going hurting, I got some memories to drown. Ain't no sense just sitting at home. Ain't no fun hurting all alone. I'm going out to get her off my mind. Myself a real good time. I'm going hurting, hurting all over town. I'm going hurting, I got the memories to drown. No sense just sitting at home. Ain't no fun hurting all alone. I'm going out to get her off my mind. I'm gonna hurt myself a real good time. I'm going hurting, hurting all over town. I'm going hurting, I got memories to drown.
Love those bright lights and country music. I won't stay home and cry tonight like all the nights before. I've just learned that I don't really need you anymore. I found a little place downtown where guys like me can go, and they've got bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music. A bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country. Nothing else can take away this loneliness of mine. White light, bright lights, and country music. Bright lights and country music. A bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past.
This is Johnny Bush reminding you to stay tuned to my favorite country disc jockey and my favorite country station. That's Tracy Petcock right here on KNEL on the Hillbilly Hits Show.
On the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on a stool, and on this stool sat this fool me. One fool on a stool, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no mouth, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for. Just order your drink, I'll make room for more. One fool on a stool is what I heard the bartender say. Never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on a stool, and on this stool sets this fool me. One fool to a stool is what I heard the bartender say. Never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walls I can see. One fool to a stool, and on this stool sets this fool me. One fool on a stool, and on this stool sets this fool me.
Well, Tracy, there's this song that's called Listen to the Rhythm of the Falling Rain, and last time I requested you couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's an old pop rock and roll song. I don't have that.
Okay, I didn't know if you did or not. I looked it up on Google, and it shows to be by the Cadets or something like that.
Yeah, I don't have anything by them. I'm not familiar with them, but unfortunately.
All right, how about John Wayne and What I Love About America?
I've got that.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? You stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef. From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, My heart cries out. My pulse runs fast at the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
You're trying.
One from Frank Torres to Santo Santo, and one from Colorado.
All right, I'll do it for you.
For Miss Pearl and Tito.
Okay, we'll do it for you tonight.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Thanks.
Let you cry. fall. Deseo lo más bueno pa' los dos, pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás.
Ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us on a big tall glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it? How you doing, big man? Still got your ear there in your hand?
Hey, Tracy.
Yes.
It's me again.
Yes.
The pain in the tail end.
No problem.
Have you got that something about a suit, a continental suit or something like that?
Cowboy in the Continental Suit.
Yes, sir.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you, Bubba.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he let it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. The buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch, he came to ride the Brute. And he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see, but I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
Cajun music, please.
All right, I'll play you some.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Taylor.
And we're the Malpas Brothers. You're listening to KNEL FM 95.3.
In Brady, Texas, with Tracy Pitcox.
Yes, I know I'm late. Getting home tonight. Can supper wait? I think I've lost my appetite. Sure, you can fix me a drink, and anything's okay. Oh, by the way, I met a friend of yours today. I was working on the other side of town, and coming home, I thought I'd stop and have a round. And in this bar, I heard someone speak your name, and that's how I met a friend of yours today. I listened for a while and I could tell that that stranger there, he knew you much too well. I introduced myself. Should have seen his face. What a shame. I met a friend of yours today. Please don't cry, woman, 'cause it's much too late for tears. I'm sorry too, 'cause it hurts. After all these years, and ain't it sad, a love like ours should end this way, all because I met a friend of yours today. Ain't it sad, a love like
Malpas Brothers, they're coming to Llano for the Llano Country Opry on July the 9th. You can get your tickets at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. Imogene Flanagan's family gave me a whole batch of photos that she had through the years, and there were several of Mr. Jimmy Fletcher in there, and I was proud to get those. A lot of pictures of Jimmy Fletcher back through the years and working in different places, and even there was a wonderful photo of he and Tex Ritter together. There was such a great picture taken back in, I guess, the early 1960s, and so I appreciate that very much. Thought I'd go back and pick up a Jimmy Fletcher song for you tonight. Here's one called I Never Had a Bad Day. Here's Jimmy Fletcher.
second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you.
Thomas Conley for you. My dentist and I were talking about that song this week, as a matter of fact. One called Holding Her and Loving You here at KNEL from Earl Thomas Conley on the Hits Radio program for tonight. But good to have you with us here at KNEL on the Hits Radio show. Here's one from Hank Thompson and all of his Brazos Valley boys. This is going out to Helen tonight, who wanted to hear this one. Going to get Vince Gill to help Mr. Thompson do this, called A Six-Pack to Go.
Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go.
Well, I've been drinking all night long, taking in the town.
And I don't have enough to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna wear it alone. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go.
Talking round,
mean I don't have a enough to pay my rent, but I ain't gonna wear it though. I got time for one more round and a six pack to go. One six pack to go. Mama, and today it's still her very favorite song. It's the only one we ever sang together, so it means that much more to me now he's gone. 'Cause he told me once it for my mother, and sometimes I almost hear him joining in when I stand out on the stage of the Opry and sing Blue-Eyed Elaine. We roll along, and his memory lingers on. Yes, I know he's here beside me, right where he's always been, when I sing Blue-Eyed Elaine.
Billy Mata, and you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pickox on KNEL, Brady, Texas.
Exactly on the dot. At
sent Moses to lead all his people out. But Pharaoh's heart was hard and he thought he'd give them the rout. So he chased them all down to the Red Sea shore. He thought he wouldn't have to worry about Moses anymore. But Moses stretched his rod out over the sea, and the Lord answered Moses with a little gentle breeze. I can see Moses now with a smile on his face, telling all the people with his gentle grace. Went out to fight the giant, and everyone laughed at such a funny little sight. A little shepherd boy armed only with a sling, beside mighty Goliath seemed such a puny little thing. But David said, you come to me with spear and a sword, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. He put in a stone and he gave it a fling, and when it left his hand, David, he began to sing. The greatest story of them all. Jesus was a dying and hell had a ball. All the demons were rejoicing, they thought they had won the war, but soon they would not be laughing anymore. On that first Easter morning, and the sun woke up the earth, the caverns of the deep opened up as to give birth to a resurrected Savior with healing in his wings. And now the host of children rise and sing. I've got a feeling
winding down the Hits Radio program for tonight, there's Loretta Lynn doing one called Who Says God Is Dead. Here's one from the Louvin Brothers tonight. This is an album that they actually won a Grammy for the artwork on this album. It's called Satan Is Real. Here's the Louvin Brothers.
Opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real. For once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me. And finally, my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joy shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too. And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap it up for us on the Hits Radio Show. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for all of your requests and dedications tonight. We appreciate it so very much. We'll be here next week with you. And if you get an opportunity, join us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. We'll be open all weekend. We're open Tuesday through Sunday. And we'd love to have you visit us at 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady, Texas. Tracy Pitcock saying, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. Donna Fargo, my guest next week.
Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry. You made me cry. And I cried a lot. I lost your love. Baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserved just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Ernest Tubb, I love you.
And I love you too, Loretta. Also, I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool and played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.